This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
A mainline restaurant for train enthusiasts.
This restaurant is historic. It's the old Bryn Mawr Freight House. That was part of Bryn Mawr train station.
It's modeled after the glory days of upscale dining cars, and some seats have a realistic view.
Do you feel a shake anytime the trains
go by? Absolutely, I think you do. Yeah. It doesn't seem to bother anybody, but I can feel it.
Keep it here for more on the style, the decor, the menu, and the history. This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at the Bryn Mawr train station, actually near the Bryn Mawr train station, at the Pullman Restaurant and Bar at 39 Morris Avenue, and I'm with Ronnie Hammer. She's co-owner with Jenny Hammer of Two Dames Dining Group of this restaurant. So this restaurant recently opened, and we're inside at the bar. It is gorgeous. So could you just describe it for people that can't see it?
Let me see. This restaurant is historic. The bar area that we're standing in right now, this beautiful, incredible two-story bar, was designed by Barbara Boulange Design, noted for her fabulous restaurant work. This is, I believe, her pinnacle of all the restaurants she's ever done. And everybody comes in to see this bar. How would we describe it? It's like a wave that breaks and parts right in the middle, going one way and the other. It's just beautiful.
Yes.
You think so, don't you?
There are a lot of design elements in here, from the chandeliers to the floors.
We have these really grand chandeliers that is a wonderful juxtaposition against the old Pennsylvania fieldstone walls, which are original to the building. If you'll notice our floors, they are just wonderful tiles, different areas differentiated by different tile work. We've been so happy with this restaurant, we don't know what to do with ourselves. So we have the furniture, which is contemporary, again, offset against what we consider traditional design here. Let me see.
And you have different spaces in the restaurant. So let's go through what they are.
Absolutely. Well, we have our music lounge with our piano. We have music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we have our bar lounge with our beautiful blue velvet banquettes. We have the club car for private parties and for dining in general. We have our dining car, which is the long car along the whole side of our building. We have Nook One open to the bar, but a little private enclave that seats 8 to 10. And our Nook Two at the back of the rail car that seats about 8 people. Again, very private.
So rail car is the name you gave for the corridor, not an actual rail car, but
no,
this
but it
was.
It looks like one, doesn't it?
Right. And this building is historic.
Yes, it is. It's the old Bryn Mawr Freight House. That was part of Bryn Mawr train station. One of the first, now, you know, don't quote me, but one of the first, if not the first line on the main line.
So that leads us to the name, the Pullman. Can you explain where that comes from?
Pullman refers to the dining car that was developed for railroad transportation. When the railroads wanted to upscale people out of kind of transient rail cars many, many years ago and give them an opportunity to dine in elegance with parlor cars, salons, bar cars, and of course, tables and chairs for dining. So the Pullman Company developed and built these cars for many, many railroads company. You know, we have quite a few in the United States, but many railroads in the United States and, of course, through Europe. So that's where Pullman comes from, and we decided to dedicate our name to them.
And you have pictures in the music lounge.
Yes, they are really wonderful representations of old-time train travel. And I think you have to come to see them. I don't think I've seen anything quite like them. They're very big, and they are all part of the mirroring that we have in our music lounge. So it's tough to really describe them. You really have to come here and see them.
And you also have, like, flipping photos of, like, yes, Mick Jagger and Paul McCartney on the Orient Express.
Yeah, we do. There is a television that has a, what I call in my old-time vernacular, a slideshow developed for us. Beautiful presentation of railroad views and quite a bit of older James Bond films, I'm noticing. And yes, the Beatles are involved, and it's beautiful. It's wonderful to sit here in the music lounge and watch that video.
I noticed in your rail car section of the restaurant that it really does look like pictures of like the Orient Express or these, you know, European, Indian cars.
That's exactly what Barbara Belange was looking for, and that she really did a great job in creating that, didn't she? It's beautiful. We look, you look, if you're sitting there, as if you're in a rail car.
So how long did it take you to build? What was the process like?
Oh, God, everybody who's been part of it must be laughing. At least 2 years. At least 2 years. Everybody wondered for month after month, when were we opening? When were we opening? As desperate as we were to open and join everybody here on the main line, we were beset with some construction problems and with ability to get raw materials. It's just very difficult. But we're here now, and that's what counts.
So is that because of the pandemic? A lot of restaurants
Absolutely. That was part of it. Yeah. Absolutely.
Were you, so you said a couple of years now, so were you supposed to open at the start of the pandemic, before the pandemic?
Well, it would have been after the pandemic.
Okay.
So it would have been 2021, but it didn't happen.
So now you're open.
But now we're open, and we're here.
What are you excited about?
I'm excited about people coming here and seeing what a gorgeous job this is. And I'm excited about our working very hard to maintain a slick operation where we can devote ourselves to our guests, give them the best experience we can. I should say, in order to do that, we haven't even talked about this, is our executive chef, Corey Baver, who is absolutely superb. I think everybody who's walked through those doors has nothing to say but grand things about him. He had two restaurants in South Philly, and when he closed those, we were thrilled to be able to get him here.
Speaking of the head chef, let's talk about the food. What are some of the highlights of the menu here at the Pullman?
First of all, one of the things that we brought up from our Florida restaurant that we wanted to do.
So you also own a...
We have a restaurant in Key Largo, Florida, called Snook's Bayside Restaurant and Grand Tiki Bar.
So you and Jenny have had that since the 90s.
1994, yes. And
Jenny is?
My partner at Two Dames Dining Group, and also my daughter. So when we decided to design the menu with Corey, we decided that we would use Florida fish on the menu. We have Florida grouper, Florida yellowtail, and also some new approaches to things like foie gras and escargot and oysters Rockefeller. They are classic on our menu. We also offer at night our Pullman cheeseburger, which is just wonderful. We have prime steaks, cowboy, ribeye, filet, strip steak, short rib, which is unusual the way we present it. Lots of things. So I think the most important thing, and I should say about this menu, that the three of us wanted was that there's something on this menu for everybody. I don't think anybody will come into this restaurant and say, there's nothing here for me. That happens to me a lot when I go out and dine. But I was very careful to make sure that it didn't happen on this.
How would you characterize the food?
It's definitely new American.
Looks like a little French inspired.
Definitely a little French, a little Italian, a little Asian. Absolutely.
And the cheeseburger rounds it off.
You got to have a cheeseburger on a good menu, whether it's for dinner or for lunch. People, we are a cheeseburger nation.
What would you say are some items on the menu that are unique or maybe people are familiar with, but the chef has a special twist on them?
Well, definitely the escargot Roma. It's done differently than what I had thought we would do, which would be classic escargot, but this is done in a Roman-style sauce, which is a red sauce. Our burrata with Okinawa and Virginia sweet potatoes is a big hit. Everybody orders it. Everybody loves it. Our foie gras, which is classic pan-seared on a brioche is also something that's very popular. You don't see foie gras on many menus. Oysters Rockefeller with Pernod, spinach, and pancetta. We offer this daily, and it sells out. Let's see. We love the sausage ragu. We love the clams and linguine. I mean, how often do you see that on an American menu? We offer salads. Our smoked trout salad is a favorite. We do a classic wedge. We do Caesar, spring mix.
What's your go-to dish?
For me?
Yeah.
I think next to the Florida yellowtail. I'm crazy for the escargot and the oysters. And I'm crazy for the ricotta gnocchi. I'm crazy for that.
All right. Let's go through some of the cocktail highlights. I see you have a cocktail bar and you're really focusing on, you've got a section that says Rails Classic Cocktails. So you've got the train theme going.
Yes, we do. I'm going to be honest with you. The 1014 Bar on the Rails Classic Cocktails, which is part of our big cocktail menu, are cocktails we brought up from Snook's Bayside. They certainly will be featured out on our outside bar, the 1014 Bar on the Rails, but yeah. Right now we're using it here as well.
Yeah, so you mentioned 1014 Bar on the Rails is a bar that you're going to be opening in the spring,
exactly.
But you have it on your menu. Is that kind of to check it out, to see what people like?
I think so, and very, very popular. I mean, we do a Blue Island Kokomo, our Memphis Sound with Screwball Peanut Butter Whiskey, and Blue Chair Banana Rum Cream, Blackjack Mule, a little different take, with Jack Daniels, ginger beer, blackberries. We do a lychee martini with lychee liqueur and vodka. Of course, espresso martini. We have an ultimate Bloody Mary that we serve here.
Good for brunch.
Good for brunch, which we unfortunately do not do, but we will be doing lunch. We're not open for lunch yet, but when we do, it's still very popular in the evening. The ultimate Bloody Mary has not only vodka, but we make our own crab and shrimp mix, tomato juice mix. We put real crab, real shrimp in it, with, of course, celery, gherkins, olives, pepper, bacon, an extreme bean, and a big shrimp. It's like a meal.
Now, I'm looking over your shoulder. I see the Pullman Portfolio Cocktails, and I love that you did a little historical research on these drink menus.
All of these cocktails have a date of what we believe were their invention, the blood and sand, around 1909. The old-fashioned from 1895. We have a different spin on it, but still it's an old-fashioned. Things like the sidecar, 1918. Between the sheets, 1920. Vesper Martini is the youngest cocktail we have and was invented by Ian Fleming. I think we all know 007. Bee's Knees, we sell a lot of Bee's Knees, which is gin, honey syrup, and lemon juice. Our signature cocktail is a Two Dames Rebel, which comes
100 years later.
Well, it's the most recent. See, I'm wrong about the Vesper Martini. That has cognac, Rebel Rye, Campari, Luxardo Liqueur, Carpano Sweet Vermouth, cherry and a lemon twist. It's a wonderful cocktail. It's the Two Dames signature cocktail.
Now, you're Dames Dining Group, so did you come up with this? Or?
Yes, we did.
Nice.
We stole a lot of things from other cocktails and created our Two Dames Dining, our Two Dames Rebel cocktail for Two Dames Dining.
See, I recognize, I mean, the Singapore Sling. I didn't know that was 1915.
Your mother drank a Singapore Sling. My mother did. 1915, not that she was alive in 1915.
My grandmother.
But it is an old
She might not have even been around either. But yeah.
And then, you know, we're selling a lot of a drink called the Mexican Firing Squad, which is a special reposado tequila, lime juice, grenadine, and Angostura bitter. It's a classic 1939 cocktail, and it just flies out of here.
People love this. Tell me about the research that went into finding the dates of what,
yes.
Like that sounds like that took time.
It did. We did a lot of research on every one of these cocktails. There was a lot of conflicting information, and we did our best to ferret out as accurate a date as we possibly could.
Yeah, that's interesting.
It is. I enjoy it.
Especially since it feels like you are stepping back in time in like a fancy
Pullman car.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have desserts you want to talk about?
Oh, yes. Kristen, our dessert chef. All of our desserts, as well as our ice cream, made in-house. Currently on the menu, we're doing a lychee creme brulee and a pumpkin ginger snap cheesecake with salted caramel sauce. Her chocolate cake is to die for with raspberry puree. We do a challah bread pudding with vanilla cream. We also do homemade vanilla ice cream and a daily ice cream. Yesterday, it was Grand Marnier ice cream. It was, my God, to die for.
You mentioned you kind of pointed to the small plates that you wanted to.
Well, what we wanted to do in our lounges, in the music lounge and in the bar lounge, was offer our guests small plates of food. And so we have a small plate menu. It's only available in the lounges and at the bar, but we have wonderful items on them. Brussels sprouts, pork belly. We brought up lobster bites from Snooks, which is Maine lobster tempura with a mustard sauce. The lamb polpetta, which is served with Swiss chard and yogurt, is wonderful. We do a truffle mac and cheese. Our grilled octopus with potato, pancetta, and romesco sauce is wonderful. We have oysters Rockefeller on that menu, mussels, frito misto, tuna nachos, our way of doing it at Snooks. We brought that up here, which is the ahi tuna, wakame, avocado, scallions, and spicy mayonnaise. So you can come here, have a wonderful cocktail, sit in one of these gorgeous lounge tables, listen to music, and have these lovely little plates in whatever array you'd like to. 1, 2, 3, 4, whatever you'd like.
Snacks.
Yeah, snacks.
Yeah.
If you want to call them snacks, absolutely.
Well, small plates.
Small plates.
Yeah. What are you most proud of with this restaurant?
You know, that's a very, very tough question. I think it's a combination. Well, it would have to be a combination of the food, which I believe is just so top-notch, and this magnificent bar. The bar is worth coming to see.
What was the development process like? I know it took you 2 years to open, but did you also take as much time to kind of go through the tasting menus and to work with the chef to get it just the way you wanted?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We did that for a couple of months before we opened. We were still doing the finishing touches on this place. The detail work is really enormous. This is literally all millwork, and it took, well, more than 2 months to install the millwork. But while we were doing this and installing the banquettes and the mirrors and the chandeliers, that took many, many weeks. All those little pieces had to be hung by a poor electrician who hated every minute of it.
Pieces of crystal.
I have pieces, yes, pieces of crystal.
Can you talk to me about this back wall? Because this really is a focal point.
It is. You can see it's rugged. You see it's been cracked. We've filled cracks. My guess is the outside wall to the freight house. It's never really been touched. This is what it was. We cleaned it up as best as we could. It's still, as I said, rugged, but it really lends. It's wonderful against the blue velvet banquettes, isn't it?
Yeah.
And against the crystal chandeliers.
Yeah.
It just works.
It makes you think like, oh, what was it like when this space was outside? Or, you know, what did they house in this building?
Yes, luggage.
Luggage.
Luggage. The freight house was for all the luggage that all of the, let's say, well-to-do people who had the benefit of having homes on the main line leave Philadelphia, come out here during times of sickness. And there was a lot of sickness that we couldn't cure then, but obviously we don't suffer from now. We have new and wonderful sicknesses now, different.
Right, so that caused some of the delay in your opening.
Exactly. So they would come out here, the children, the wives, and luggage. And they would travel with big Vuitton luggage trunks, and it had to go somewhere. It couldn't stand on the train station, so they had this building, and that's what this building was for.
So this is where a lot of people came out when there was disease in Philly. And they
absolutely. If they could, this is where they came. And they started in Bryn Mawr and worked their way up the main line. And the further they worked their way up the main line, the more train stations were added.
So these were the vacation homes.
Yes, they were. And they were significant homes, and they still are.
What do you want people to feel or experience or get out of their dinner here?
I want them to have fun. I consider this a very theatrical restaurant. Not only is it extraordinarily visual and the food just a joy, but between the music and the people who kind of excite one another, this is a great dining experience. It's more than going to a restaurant and enjoying a good meal. I wanted it to be more than that. Jenny wanted it to be more than that. And I think we succeeded.
So you have a couple of special events coming up. You've got New Year's and holiday menus. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, we have our holiday menu coming. We know that Hanukkah is coming as well as Christmas. And we're doing a couple of latke dishes. One is combined with applesauce, pears, and creme fraiche. And we're also going to do potato pancakes with Nova and cream cheese, onions, capers. It's a classic, obviously. But we call those our latke plates. That's going to start on Hanukkah. And then we're going to offer our regular menu for Christmas up until New Year's Eve. And that's going to be a special menu. We haven't finished it yet, but We know we're going to do things like shrimp cocktail and escargot, foie gras, oysters, Rockefeller. We will do stone crabs out of Florida with mustard sauce. We'll do maybe the wedge and the Caesar salad. I think that we'll do prime rib with Yorkshire pudding, crown, leg of lamb, filet mignon, maybe lobster thermidor. Talk about an old dish, a traditional dish. That's the kind of thing that we're going to do for New Year's Eve. We'll have party favors, champagne at midnight, great trio, great music trio, the Spencer trio that we use every Saturday night, and people love it. Great music. We have Elizabeth on Friday and Mark on Thursday. Mark plays guitar. Elizabeth is from the theater and does fantastic performances. And she's well known on the main line.
When are you open? What are your hours? And also, what holidays are you open?
We are not open on Christmas or New Year's Day, but we are open from Tuesday through Sunday. We are not doing lunch yet, but we will be in the future. And our aim is to open up on Mondays as well.
And then looking ahead, in the spring, you've got a bar opening right outside.
Absolutely. The 1014 Bar on the Rails. We can't wait. That's going to be exciting. You're going to be right on the rails. You are literally right on the rails. And it's going to be a nice dining experience.
Do you feel a shake anytime the trains
Absolutely.
Go by?
Absolutely. I think you do. Yeah. It doesn't seem to bother anybody, but I can feel it.
Yeah.
You can certainly feel it and see it when you're in the dining car. A lot of people in the dining car request that so that they can see the trains go by.
Oh, yeah.
It's exciting.
Yeah. Especially kids, I would imagine.
They love it. Yeah. Absolutely.
What has been the most difficult part of opening?
I think the supply chain really has been the most difficult. Also, there's no two ways about it. All of us in this industry we've all had a problem with staffing. Both in the back of the house and the front of the house. We struggle with that. I don't think any restaurant or hotel isn't in the midst of that struggle.
Is that going to impact your capacity?
So far, we're okay. There are times that we don't open the club car because we don't have enough front of the house staffing. But other than that, we've been okay.
What do you like best about this?
I think the vibe, and I think all the people's responses when they come through that front door. They just, before they even get to the host stand, it's their heads go up, they're looking at this bar, they're looking at the ceiling, they're looking at the chandeliers, and they, you know, it's a shocker. It is. It's not what you expect out here. We're very different.
Well, it is a little plain outside, and you walk in, you're like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, you did a beautiful job.
Thank you.
Ronnie Hammer is the co-owner of the Pullman Restaurant and Bar here at 39 Morris Avenue at the Bryn Mawr train station. And if people want more information or if they want to make reservations, where can they find you?
They're going to call us at the Pullman Restaurant at 610-727-0777. And there is somebody here from 11 o'clock on to take your reservation.
And online?
Not yet online.
Okay. Ronnie, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you so much for visiting us. We really appreciate it.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.